Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Well, he is out with a brand new song today called Soldiers of Fire. And I tell you what, it's a bloody good song. I have on the line with me right now the legend Tiki Tane. Good morning, Tiki.
Oh, morena. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Just super stoked to get this tune out today, and great to talk to you and get a few plays on it. So doing really good, mate.
Well, I have to say, it is a really, really fun song. But when people hear a name like Soldiers of Fire, you might be like, "Ooh, this is a bit of a this is an intense number." Now, how would you kind of describe this?
Yeah, it's death metal. So full death metal. No, it's basically, it came about, I was hanging out with Dub FX, and Dub FX lives in Melbourne, and I was over at his house in a studio for a week, and we were just jamming ideas, and that lyric just sort of popped up. And then we just went on this tangent about how what we do, this whole bass music culture that we've been inspired by and that we make and that we produce and that we've been touring for so long, for many years, it sometimes feels like we're in the trenches and everything's against us and radio don't play it, and before the internet, it was really tough and it was really hard work. So it felt like, shit, man, we're actually kind of like soldiering this style of music. We've been in the trenches doing this thing all around the planet. And then I was like, we've got to get our homies on this tune. Tali, she's another one who's been soldiering and pushing this music. And then, of course, P. Diggs. So it was just kind of flowed from there. And that's how the whole idea came about. That's what the lyrical content's about. It's about paying homage to the originators of bass music coming from Jamaica, also the UK, and how it's really influenced us over here in the Pacific. But also acknowledging all the people who have been supporting us, and so that's the whole kind of co-couple of the song, really. So it's not death metal, it's reggae, hip-hop, some dub fusion.
I have to say, it is a great song, and you're all veterans at this point. You've been in the game a while. How did that affect this? Did you really all kind of think, right, we want to go right back to the basics where it all began? Or was there a bit of fusion of kind of modern influences and like what's kind of trendy at the moment? How did you kind of balance all that?
I think we just, with Dub FX and I, because we do a lot of live looping, right? And so I do a lot of the one-man band stuff using loop pedals and just looping up things, and so does Dub FX. And Dub FX is, like, in my opinion, one of the masters at it, and he's been a huge inspiration and influence on me. So we wanted to kind of keep the beat quite loopy, and we made it up on the spot and kind of added some things, and then I threw it for my outboard gear and used all these old-school reverbs and delays and effects. And so kind of built this vibe, nice fat bass, big beat, all these dubs and all these skanky guitars and keyboards. And I threw in a melodica. There's a melodica in there that I've dubbed out. And then it was just laying it up really for the chorus, because the chorus is like the main hook, and then setting it up for everyone to do their sort of 16-bar verses and keeping it pretty rootsy, very sort of reggae but more hip-hop orientated, lots of dub effects and reverbs and stuff. So just wanted to make it bang, really, and just allow space for each vocalist to kind of lay down their thoughts. Yeah,
I'm interested about that. With the verses, was there any kind of improv there, or was it?
Yeah,
it was. Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of improv. When Tali came down to my studio, I just played her a song and said, hey, do you want to throw something on this? And she said, absolutely. And she just got a pen and paper out and started writing some stuff. And then we were like, bang, into it. And we probably recorded it within 15 minutes.
Wow.
And then I just got her to sing the verses. And same with P. Diggs as well. I was recording Shapeshifter at the time. And I was like, bro, can you quickly do this? And that's how that came about. So the whole thing was just, I like that feeling of just capturing the moment, not really thinking too much about it. just throw it all down and I'll take care of it later in the studio kind of thing. So it was just like, hey, you got three passes at it. You got three passes, go for it, and then throw in some harmonies and some ad-libs and I'll take care of it later on in the studio. And that's kind of how it happened. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. So we're like, how do we shoot music videos? So we did all the our parts on our phones. And then we called it our, you know, filmed our parts on the phones. And then we put it together with my friend Mark Russell, put the music video together. And then it was trying to make the vinyl. And then, of course, vinyl takes forever.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So, we had to wait months, like, I don't know, 6 months for that, plus another 6 months to design it and get it ready. So the whole release has been this push back. So today, for me and for us, it's just like, yes, it's finally out. We're so stoked. We started this in 2017.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself like a very patient person? Like, are you good at waiting on things?
Very patient. I've been so patient. It's unbelievable. I've got so many songs on my hard drive ready to go, but I'm like, nah, we'll just wait. And I don't really get concerned about trends and if it's going to be relevant.
Yeah, right. Kind
of, for me, it's just about the timing and don't want to rush anything. I never rush anything. And saying that, I'm super quick in the studio and I get stuff done, but I don't go, shivers, we've got to get this out now. I'm never
Totally. Yeah,
like,
right.
You know what? Let's just wait. And just make sure everything's in place. And so this release is one of those things. We just waited, make sure we had the video, make sure we had the vinyl, make sure we had all the things in place so that when I push go, it's just nice and easy and nice and smooth and I'm not having to play catch up, you know.
Where can people get the vinyl?
On my website, tikidub.com. You can pre-order it. I've done a limited run of about 150 and you can jump on there and pre-order it, and myself and my mum will be packaging them up and sending them out to you.
Yeah, love
it. March the 17th. Yeah, so there we go. We've got all these boxes, got all these bubble wrap, whole lot of sellotape, and we're ready to package up the vinyl and send them out.
Our mums are the best, honestly.
Oh, my mum's amazing. She's actually, she's got access to all my social media, so she's jumping on there and answering questions and taking care of fake accounts, because I think I get about three fake accounts starting up a bloody week, it feels like.
Wow.
So she's on there and taking care of all of that. So my mum is amazing. She's retired, she's 73, so it's like she loves it. She just sits on the computer and dealing with trolls. She gets in there and deals with the trolls.
Hell yeah.
And I tell you what, like, that's the best way. Like, if a troll's been real nasty online and going, Tiki, man, you suck. Why aren't you playing at the protest? And da-da-da. If my mum jumps on and goes, hi there, this is Tiki's mum. Could you please be a bit nicer? He's really trying to do his best. And they, honestly, it defuses it straight away. No one goes, oh, fuck you, mum.
Yeah.
Defuses it.
Hey, on the whole fake accounts thing, though, you know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, I guess so. But then again, are some of them bots? Are those just like
probably. I don't know, computers.
Like, scan your stuff. Yeah, it's because a lot of them seem like they come from overseas, especially around Pakistan, India, I'm not too sure. But maybe it's Mark Zuckerman kind of like creating this thing where, especially on Facebook, where he's creating all these bots to infiltrate your Facebook account, because he's now launching this thing where you have to pay for like top security, Meta security, on your account to try and. He's going, if you pay for this, then it's going to take away all these bots and all these, give you way more protection. So maybe it's Mark Zuckerman just trying to like screw us over.
Just get more money out of you.
Again.
Yeah. Hey, Tiki, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Honestly, it's always a pleasure. And it's so cool to hear you talk about your music and the passion behind it. Really inspiring. So thank you so much for joining me.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you, Adieu. Thank you for your constant support. I'll see you today because I'm flying down to play at the town hall today for Aotearoa Benefit Gig for the Cyclone. So I'll be down in Christchurch anyway. So come see me. I'm at the town hall. Much love. Thanks for your support, Adieu. Soldiers of Fire.
Sam Hay. All right. Well, here is the song we're just talking about. This is Soldiers of Fire with Tiki Tane featuring Dub FX, Tali, and P Diggs. Enjoy. Here you go, guys.
Fire, burning through the night. Soldiers of fire.